Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. Aussie travellers in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories are being urged to leave immediately by the Department of Foreign Affairs. There's a serious threat of military action and terrorist attacks following explosions across the region. DFAT says the security situation could deteriorate rapidly, with airspace closures and flight disruptions a high possibility. There's positive news emerging from the Bondi Junction stabbing, with the nine-month-old caught in the attack making progress. Initially listed as critical, the baby's condition has stabilised. While four other injured victims are also stable, one woman remains in intensive care. Meanwhile, the PM is urging Aussies to think twice before sharing graphic content online following the Bondi and church attacks. Anthony Albanese stresses social media platforms must also step up.
All of us publishers of content, we all have a responsibility. But the social media companies that make a lot of money out of their business have a social responsibility.
Neighbours is making waves in the United States. The residents of Ramsey Street have scored their first ever daytime Emmy Award nomination. They're up against drama powerhouses like General Hospital and The Bold and the Beautiful. And Taylor Swift fans have twice the songs to dissect. The superstar revealed her newest release, The Tortured Poets Department, is a double album. Star midfielder Tim Taranto is out for up to 8 weeks with a broken wrist. This adds to Richmond's woes after their rough start to the season. On a brighter note, key players Jacob Hopper and Dylan Grimes are nearing a return for their clash against Melbourne in round 7.
Yeah, Hops have been working really hard over the bye and have a couple of important training sessions to go, but at this stage he's expected to play on Wednesday. Dylan's looking good to play next week as long as he gets through the next couple of training sessions.
That's the Tigers' physical performance manager Luke Meehan. Round 6 continues tonight with the Crows hosting the Bombers.